It's Sunday morning, time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, and I have a wonderful show for you this morning. Dan Basor, my longtime friend, guest on the show for, well, many, many years, with Bill Cullerton before me and now with me over the past 16 years. So we're going to talk today a little bit about what Dan does, which is one of the really interesting areas in the outdoor world. Dan is a collector extraordinaire, has probably the best collection in the world of antique fishing lures and memorabilia. And we're also going to talk a little bit about conservation and the fact that Dan is taking his show on the road again. He'll be in Milwaukee beginning this Wednesday at the biggest sports show of them all, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, which opens for the 76th year this Wednesday at State Fair Park and running through Sunday. And Dan, I guess, once again, that's where you will be unveiling all kinds of treasures for those people who are individuals who have come to know you so well through the years.
That's correct, Charlie. Good morning. It's going to be great to be with you again there as well as today on your show.
Well, Dan, you've been you have been a giant in the outdoor industry, a Bassmasters winner going way back. And I guess starting off, Dan, how did you become interested in collecting fishing memorabilia and ultimately amass what has to be one of the largest collections, if not the largest collection in the world?
Well, Charlie, I guess I'm blessed with that collector gene. Some people could care less, but I started collecting coins at a very early age. And then in 1957, when I was 15 years of age, my grandfather died. Now, no one in my family fished or hunted except for me. From the time I was 2-3 years old, I would beg Mom to go fishing, and why I had that aptitude, we'll probably never know. Maybe it was little Goldie, the goldfish, or maybe it was the quilt that my grandmother and mother wrapped me in as a child that had all kinds of bunnies and squirrels and butterflies and fish and things of that nature on it. But I asked to go fishing, according to my mother, from some of the earliest words that I uttered. And I'd been collecting coins, but when my grandfather died at age 55, we found a tackle box that was full of lures that were still new in their box that he'd been buying over the years, and we speculate that he planned to go fishing when he retired, but dying at age 55, he never got that chance. And I decided right then and there that instead of collecting coins, it would be much more interesting to collect old fishing tackle, and that's when I got started.
You know, I guess, Dan, it hurts when you say an individual spent his life collecting fishing tackle, looking forward to the day he retired and never made it there. That rings for so many people have done that. And in your case, though, Dan, I think that you somehow have been able to mix your business with your passion to spend, God knows, tens of thousands of hours in the water, and your passion being a collector. So what has happened? Okay, so that was your beginning as a 16-year-old boy. Lots of things have changed, the internet, and yet somehow, Dan, you still seem to find an attic somewhere, a garage, a barn. You still seem to find individuals who open up this treasure trove to you and say, look what's been in my family for 50, 60, 100 years.
Yes, and that's another thing that I got from my grandmother. It wasn't just a quilt. It was a number of great life lessons that she and my mother provided. And one that stuck with me over the years is that the more you share, the more you get. And the more I would take my display out and show it, and people would see what I was doing, the more they wanted to be a part of that. And that continues. I mean, this last year has probably been the best year I've ever had at finding added items that I've been adding to our display. It's just been wonderful.
Dan, how is it in 2016, after you've been mining the waters for all these decades, how is it that you can say last year was one of your best, if not the best year ever? How does that happen?
I don't know. You tell me, but it's just uncanny. I mean, I've traveled as far away as Texas and Florida over the winter, and I've found unbelievable finds in each of these places. It's just, I just can't explain it. I want to pinch myself and say, am I dreaming or is this really happening? But
are these finds that come from elderly individuals, Dan, or all ages seem to have them?
All ages, because people, you know, the elderly people will get sick or die, and the younger generation, they find these things in their home. And sadly, I believe half of it, or at least half of it's thrown away in the trash. And they just want to clean out that house or clean out that cabin and sell it and get the money for it. But a lot of people know what I'm doing. You know, this various stores, the people in the outdoor media, fishing clubs that I've given presentations to. And it just compounds itself, I think, over the years. And I get calls daily, practically. And a lot of times, you know, it's not anything of interest. It's not a collectible. Rare items are rare, you know, by the very definition. But I found a box just a few days ago that's an employee box for Allure from back in the 19-teens. And it's just as rare as can be. It's the first one I ever found. And 3 weeks ago, I found a practice casting weight in a hidden box from 1919 that no one even knew. It's not in any of the references. And it's just things like that that just keep me going.
We're visiting with Dan Basor, who's a legend in the fishing business, but really has created an incredible collection, the largest, I think, in the world, Dan, maybe, of fishing antiquities. And Dan, tell us why every year you bring it to Milwaukee for the big sports show there.
Well, one of the things, Charlie, is I'm bringing the lures home when I bring them to Wisconsin. Our very earliest lures that were made on this continent were by the old copper culture, and that dates back to 8,000 years ago when they found items that were brought down by the glaciers. They sheared the rock formations around Lake Superior and brought chunks down into Wisconsin and some into upper Michigan. And when the people in that era, 8,000 years ago, started chipping away at it, they found that it wasn't rock. It was just dirt and minerals surrounding the copper that had been brought down. And they made hammers out of the hardest rocks in the area, dolomite, pounded that copper flat without heating it. And from that, they made all kinds of tools, including fishing hooks and weights and a number of things that they used in fishing. And so we're bringing those things back this year to display them. And then we have items that are from the Native American era. And a lot of that is from Wisconsin. And we'll be displaying those. Those are just some tremendous things that we're happy to share with the public.
Would you mind, Dan, if you hold on? And when we come back, Dan, I'd love to talk a little bit about the fishing industry. Dan, by the way, is a member of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, which is quite an honor for you, Dan. And it's related to your work, not only at collecting fishing antiquities, but what you also have done to bring so many people into the world of fishing. And what I'd love to do, Dan, when we come back, is talk about your passion for bringing kids into the outdoors. We're visiting with Dan Basor. This is Charlie Potter, your host of The Great Outdoor Show on WGN, the outdoor voice of Chicago and America. First, though, a message from your Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Winter is here, and it's always tough on the road. But when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And nothing is tougher than the 2016 Chevy Silverado. Silverado is the longest-lasting, most dependable pickup on the road. With all-steel construction, Silverado is built to tame Chicago's winter weather. And Silverado's towing package offers 11,400 pounds of towing capacity. Perfect for hauling your snowmobiles. I love pulling my neighbors out of their snowdrifts. And right now, you can get $7,250 total savings on a 2016 Chevy Silverado All-Star. $7,250. That really warms my heart. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and get all the details. Or head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today and pick up a pickup that works as hard as you do, on the road or off. Chevy Silverado is one tough customer.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio in Chicago. And my guest today is Dan Basor, a true leader in the fishing world and in the world of fishing collectibles. And Dan, before we took the break, you were talking about how once a year you go to Milwaukee to what I guess is the biggest show of its kind to display your lures and all of, you not only lures, but reels and history and everything. And you certainly have done a big display on our great friend Bill Cullerton. Dan, when are you going to be in Milwaukee, and where are you going to be?
Well, we'll be there at the State Fairgrounds in Milwaukee all this week, as soon as that show opens until it closes. I'll be in my historical fishing display booth every minute of that show, and I look forward to people can bring old items in, and I will help them identify it and might be able to buy those things for cash. We'll really look forward to that. Every year it's that way, and people come back to visit the items that they've been able to add to our display, and it's just so much fun and educational. The people up there are so great. I look forward to it. It's a highlight every year.
And that's the Journal Sentinel Sports Show, right?
That's right. That's right, Charlie. And it's the biggest and the best that I know of in the nation.
Well, let's switch gears for a second. And so if you want to see Dan Basor in person, head up to, I guess, Milwaukee this week to State Fair Park to the Journal Sentinel Sports Show, and Dan will be there. But, Dan, let's switch gears for a second to talk about your passion for kids and passing on the tradition of fishing to kids. What drives you to hundreds, thousands of hours?
I agree. And, Charlie, I grew up about four blocks from the Indianapolis 500 track, and right across from that, a man by the name of Charlie Sutphin had the greatest tackle shop that I've seen. He and his father and mother were all national casting champions, and in the back room, he had a shop where he would soup up reels, just like you'd blueprint the engine on a racing car. He would just make magnificent reels out of standard ones that you would buy. And he passed along an education on how to cast and how to work lures. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't enjoy the wonderful life that I have now. And this is a way of giving back. We do programs for school children, for scouts, for foster children, and neighborhood kids. Anyone I can help learn how to fish properly, I'm glad to do it. And I get more out of it by seeing them catch their first fish. It's almost like I'm catching my first fish. And by doing that, I hope to give them a lifetime sport. Some of them, some kids might be able to be good as a high school football or basketball, baseball player, et cetera, but very few of them can get involved in a sport that they may enjoy. I used to say from 1 to 100, but I saw where a lady that was 116 years old last year, they were interviewing her, and they said, "What do you like to do for fun?" And she said, "Oh, I still like to go fishing." And this lady from Michigan is an inspiration for all of us.
Wow, may we get there. What a story. But Dan, you also have decided that fishing shouldn't be that tough, that it should be relatively easy. And you've said to me and to anyone who will listen, kids have to catch fish. What do you do that is so different? You put a rod in a kid's hand, and if there's a fish in that pond, they're going to catch it.
They will. My grandchildren came up with an acronym. They said they call it Fishing Isn't So Hard, so F-I-S-H, and it isn't. Invariably, we'll do museum exhibits. We're going to do one again this coming spring with the DuPage County Historical Museum in Wheaton. And every year when we do that, we involve the children, and it might be on the DuPage River or one of the Forest Preserve lakes, but it's not uncommon to get there and see a man and his child who've been there for an hour and a half walk clear around the Forest Preserve Lake and haven't had a bite or haven't seen anyone with a bite. And after we get them the right kind of equipment to see them catch 30, 40, 50 fish in the next hour and a half, 2 hours, it's just overwhelming. And basically, a lot of times they're using too big of a bait on too big of a hook and too big of a bobber. And we're even having some new jig hooks custom made that have barbless hooks. And this is something that Bill Cullerton's grandfather invented many, many years ago. But that barbless hook is easier to take out of the fish. And if for some reason they get a hook in themselves, they can just pull it out easily. And we believe in having the right balance tackle. And it's very easy to rig someone up with the right tackle, show them how to use it, and they'll be very, very productive.
So it's about the size of the, you know, you think, well, I want to catch a big fish, I got to use a big lure. But you're demonstrating that that's not the case.
No, we start out by downsizing, and we like to talk about large panfish that are hand size. Well, look at the size of the child's hand, and they would rather have action. The quickest way to kill the enthusiasm of a child is to put them out there on the water with the wrong rig, have them sit there for 15, 20 minutes, which seems like an eternity to them, with no action. And they're, especially today, comparing that to the action that they get in their electronic games, they get bored and they say, well, I tried it, I'll never do it again. With our type of setup, they will have action, they will get hooked.
Dan, how do individuals get a hold of you? We got about 20 seconds left. If they want to learn more about taking their kids fishing and actually how to have them catch fish, I call it the Dan Basor technique. It's unbelievable. How will individuals get a hold of you? And also, if they want to learn more about your antiquities display or see you in Milwaukee at the sports show this coming week, what's the best way, Dan?
They can reach me by phone at 630-393-FISH. That's 630-393-FISH-LAKE. Or long distance, it's 1-800-FISH-LAKE. It's 1-800-347-4525. And I think I misspoke. It's 630-393-3474.
And also they can get you online, I believe.
Yes, they can get me by email at OLLURES, OLLURES, at AOL.com.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for everything you do for the fishing industry and for the future of fishing. You're an incredible inspiration to all of us. And if you want to see Dan in person and see his incredible, just your beautiful display, Dan, you'll be in Milwaukee State Fair Park, I know, at the Journal Sentinel Sports Show this week, the biggest of them all. Thanks for taking your time to be with us, Dan. It's always a pleasure, and we sure appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
And I'll be back next Sunday morning with more on the great outdoors. This is Charlie Potter, your host on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.